Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about Baltimore, Maryland and the Francis Scott Key Bridge because there have been some developments. Early this morning, according to reporting, a ship flagged out of Singapore left the harbor. As it was trying to make its way under the bridge, it struck the bridge and the bridge collapsed. Judging by the footage, there were vehicles on the bridge when it went into the water. First responders are on scene, helicopters, boats, everything, trying to engage in rescue and recovery. That will not be a speedy process. If you live in the area, unless you have a need to be in the immediate surrounding area, don't. There's going to be a lot of emergency vehicles, probably a lot of machinery that needs to get in and out. So unless you have to be there, don't. Beyond the immediate news, questions that have already come in about this, it is likely to impact harbor operations until the debris is clear. There is no sign of when that will occur. No estimate yet. As far as repairs, it's not even part of the conversation yet. For those who aren't familiar with the area, this is part of their beltway. The bridge is part of their beltway. It's part of I-695. It's busy. This is not something that is going to be fixed or repaired quickly. So that is the information as we have it right now. Hopefully there will be more coming quickly, but that's what's available right now. It would be best to think way ahead as far as traveling in this area, because again, the first responders are going to need to get in and out. So that's what we know, and I'm sure more information will come along later. There's probably going to be a lot of small boat traffic, Coast Guard, police, fireboats, stuff like that. I feel like this shouldn't need to be said, but if you're on the water, it would also be best to stay away. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.